flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We have two head coaching vacancies filled. Now we are down to two more. There are two more. You know, the Saints don't have a coach yet, nor do the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm putting money on Schottenheimer to Dallas, McCarthy to the Saints.
I think the Saints are waiting for Joe Brady's season to be over.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to hire Mike McCarthy, just do it.
Sure.
You know?
It's fair.
I mean, just get that one out of the way and shun.
Or at least you're going to interview Joe Brady and give yourself the opportunity because nobody else is going to hire McCarthy between now and then.
Well, Dallas may just be like, that was a bad idea. Nobody wants this job. We're down to Brian Schottenheimer, Jason Witten, and Dion, so no. The Schottenheimer thing, there's now the reports out there that Jerry's kids are the one that have leaked the Brian Schottenheimer thing because they think it's a good idea, but Jerry is...
Other way now.
No, he's on Team Dion, and he was never on Team Shoddy. Yikes.
So they had a five-hour interview with Schottenheimer yesterday, so let's see.
That's how it goes, dude. But there's been a lot of people that have been on it, including Joseph Hoyt, who was really the first person to float Brian Schottenheimer's name as a potential head coach. That is the son of Marty Schottenheimer, because it's not a common name. Especially not in football.
No,
but
it's just like Lombardi.
He's been an offensive coordinator for a long time and quarterbacks coach. He was like with Sanchez and Favre in New York with the Jets before. Very highly regarded. He's been a guy who's been around for a really long time, but not ever brought up as a head coach type guy. So that'll be interesting to see.
That's a good. Dallas that's goes. The guy you want to hire. The guy who's never brought up as a head coach.
Means not a lot of people are going to want that job. But Kellen Moore could be in the mix there, too, because you know that Jerry Jones loves Kellen Moore, and they're still playing this weekend in the conference championship game. So we'll see how that shakes out. But we did have really two jobs filled over the last 24 hours that I think for each team, they finally got out of their own ways. And your Las Vegas Raiders, Danny, hired Pete Carroll to be their head coach. A 3-year deal for Pete Carroll.
When Ben Johnson was no longer available, this was my number two choice. If you're not going to get the guy that you're going to go with going forward for the long haul, potentially, get me the stopgap guy that's going to get your culture right, that's going to set things on the right path, and get the vibes right in the building. Because I don't think the vibes have been right for 5 years.
He turned 74 in September.
And yet still has the juice.
Will be 77 at the end of his deal. I think like there's an option year for a retirement home.
Sure.
Okay. But Pete Carroll, I agree. He is what they need right now.
Yeah.
He is what the Raiders need right now, because if you're not going to go out and get the young offensive-minded head coach, which could be a disaster with the way that their roster is right now, where you have really one guy on each side of the ball that
Brock
you're
Bowers,
like, we're
Max
good.
Crosby.
We're solid there.
That's two.
Really solid.
There. Two of the best players, well, the best player at their position and one of the five best players at their position.
But that's quite a bold claim, Max Crosby, best player at his position.
No, the other way around.
Oh, you think Brock Bowers is the best player at his position?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's even more of the... Because Max Crosby is top five.
Yeah.
He's really damn good.
Yeah.
He's really, really, really good.
Who was the first team All-Pro tight end this year?
Well, it was Brock Bowers, but...
Travis Kelce getting any younger?
I will still take Travis Kelce this year.
It's fine.
Yeah, I will. I mean,
going into next year, who's the best tight end in the league?
I don't know. We'll see. He's good. He's really good. He's really all they have, though.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying they have two guys that are very, very, very good at what they do. Outside of that, it is barren.
It is very barren.
Here's the thing. They have plenty of, like, good players. Just good. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But none of it really fits together or makes a ton of sense.
Right. And so you're going to bring a guy into Pete Carroll who he can build a culture better than anybody else. He's done it in several places. Immediately, he is going to have credibility in that locker room. He is going to be able to start getting everybody in line of, this is how you win. This is the culture that, that builds winners. This is how we're going to do things around here. At that point, you can hand it off to whoever's next after 3 years, right?
And that's what I hope
they get
right.
That's going to be the important thing.
Yes. And we just talked about Bobby Slowick. His offensive mind, his creativity, and the stuff that you've seen from him, he's exactly the kind of coach I think you need to be looking at. And if whatever the rumor mill is that, you know, him and C.J. Stroud didn't see eye to eye, or there was some organizational dysfunction, whether it be between D'Amico Ryans or from Casario in the front office. Now, like, go live under Pete Carroll for 3 years. Learn how to be a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he does. That Pete Carroll, the relationship management stuff, that's what he does better than damn near everyone.
Yeah.
Go learn how to do that. And it's not like there's some coaches, McDaniels, that can't.
Yeah.
Cannot learn, will not learn. They're just not going to do it. They're just stubborn. They're a pain to deal with. And they're just coordinators for life. Fine. That's like, go do that. That's nothing wrong with that. But there are plenty of instances where coaches have gone and failed, i.e. Pete Carroll, learned and figured it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing that happens. More often than not, that's what does happen to every young coach, whether it's as a coordinator or as a head coach. When you're in Andy Reid, remember how when we were growing up, how much he got pummeled for his inability to manage games, to win the big one, to put together a game plan, to not get beat in the second half. Like, now we talk, like, you ask somebody half our age about Andy Reid, he might as well be, you know, Don Shula. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's never made a mistake in his life. And it's like, people tend to forget those Eagles years where he was, the 24/7 sports news cycle was him getting skewered. So go nail your coordinator hires on the offensive and defensive side. I'm very comfortable with Pete picking the right guy on the defensive side. That's where he lives. They're totally cool with that. The offensive side, it's been up and down in Seattle, but if you go back further to his time in USC, he did bring in guys that were very bright and very forward-thinking.
That's a long time ago, though. That's a really, really long time ago. And we'll see kind of where Pete goes with that. And really, what John Spytek, who the new GM is that they brought in from Tampa, what he has to say about that, and what Tom Brady has to say about it, too. Because Brady has got more and more power and leverage in that organization as a minority owner than what I think a lot of people assumed he would have from the onset of it. And that will be go a long ways in two things: who your offensive coordinator is, because that will be the signal of where they want to go stylistically on the offensive side of the football, and then who your quarterback is. Are you ready for Russell Wilson?
God, no.
No,
I don't want anything to do with that. No, on the...
All right. Well, I mean, you remember what Russ said about the relationship.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. You can talk about that all you want.
He said that why would anybody? People are just trying to rip him apart.
Look, Diana Rossini.
He doesn't have hate in his heart.
Diana Rossini was
Russell Wilson is going to be the next quarterback of your Raiders.
Diana Rossini was on with Ryan Russillo. And you talk about the Tom Brady stuff. And I think this is going to inform the quarterback side of this. But this is what Diana said about Tom Brady with the Raiders.
take me through some of the Raider stuff here.
Let's just start with making it really clear that Tom Brady is running everything in Vegas. Now, that being said, he's not working with a lot there. Like, up until 2 days ago, I had somebody in the building say, we have no idea what we're doing. Like, they had no idea what direction that Brady wanted to go in terms of a head coach. And they land on Pete. This September, Pete will be the oldest NFL head coach. I could totally see this being a situation where this is a placeholder, where Pete comes in, straightens it up, cleans up some of the mess that was left behind, gets this thing on the right track. And hey, if he has success with it, great, let's run this thing out until he's 80. But if he could at least get this thing up on its feet, then maybe in a year or two, the hot coordinator can come in and Brady can go get his guy.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm.
Stop gap.
Mm.
Find a guy that's there. Don't worry about the quarterback right now.
Justin Fields.
No.
Russell Wilson.
No. I think if they
Daniel Jones.
Honestly, I think if they're going to go anywhere, I think it would be Darnold.
But Darnold may be wanted by other teams.
Sure.
You know?
But, and again, that's where I think she kind of alluded to it there, at least in general, of like how Tom Brady is doing things and or the impact that he is having. One, they got Ben Johnson in the room, where in the past that wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that has always been my beef with Mark Davis, is that he's the different, for we talk about the stuff with Jerry Jones and the Jones family, he still has some pull, even with his level of crazy.
Yep.
Mark never had pull. And God knows he does not have the pull of Al Davis. Al Davis, until things went crazy at the end, Al Davis had damn near more pull than anybody in the NFL. He was the big swinging you know what at the table in NFL meetings. He was the guy that the league looked to for a long time. And those final 10 years were really rough. And that all that cachet, all of that stuff went away. And Mark never had a drop of it.
No.
And it's gotten worse. So Brady, look, I hate what Tom Brady did to my franchise. But he is bringing some level of credibility back.
Yeah. This is going to be tougher. Like the offensive mind bringing him in,
mm-hmm.
a quarterback that is functional, that's easier said than done.
It is.
Especially when you have, you're bringing Pete Carroll in for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the quarterbacks next year in college football.
It's not great, Bob.
It is going to be a difficult climb because this isn't just a
$50 million, Sam Darnold.
I don't think you want that because you don't have Justin Jefferson or Jordan Addison or TJ Hawkinson.
I tell you right now, I don't want Daniel Jones. I don't want Justin Fields.
Right, I know.
I don't want Russell Wilson. I want somebody that can at least progress the ball with Brock Bowers. That's all I'm caring about right now.
I think that Sam Darnold without a cast of characters and a great play caller is just like those guys, because that's what we've seen over his career before last year with Kevin O'Connell, Justin Jefferson,
and that's, but again,
Aaron Jones.
That's where I'm saying if you get a combination of Slowick and him, I think you at least, you're not in a good spot, you're in a better spot.
Boy, yeah. It's tough.
Look, brother, have you watched this offense the last couple
of
years?
I know, but... I know you're trying to do the mental gymnastics.
The bar is the floor. I'm not looking for a playoff team. I'm looking for functional growth.
Yeah, I see that, but
that's all.
Yeah, you need dudes too.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah.
I mean, that's tough.
Look, in my world, I would love to just absolutely just be god awful.
Mm-hmm.
Be god awful and get stacked back to back top two picks.
Yeah. I mean, I would be buying what you're selling if you had a quarterback, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, 100%.
Like that's the most desperate thing is like
in these next two this draft and the way things are shaping out right now, not great for a quarterback.
No, or you get Shadur.
Oh God,
Shadur, Pete Carroll.
What's the thing
Bobby Slowick?
What the NFL draft is always weird, and there's
Cam
teams
Ward.
That are going to talk themselves into quarterbacks. There is a world that exists. Where Deion could go so toxic that he could keep Shadur from going in the top five.
Yeah.
And then you're the Raiders at six.
Yeah. And then you're talking yourself into Shadur Sanders.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But you're going to do it.
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
All right, we'll talk in May.
Yeah, let's check in May. I've said it before. And
you are just so going to talk yourself into
it. Just so we're clear, it's easier for me, and I don't know why. It's easier for me to talk myself into Cam Ward than Shadur.
He's not going to be there.
No, I think Cam's going to go one.
To Tennessee. Yeah. It's going to... Hey, maybe you can have Will Levis as your quarterback.
Oh, no.
Mason Rudolph?
Well, that's worse.
Is it?
God, one's the mayo eater and one looks like mayo.
Yeah. Whoa, that's rude. Mason Rudolph look like that? I thought he was like...
He's white.
I don't know. I didn't think
this
he was
Mason
that.
Rudolph.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. No. He looks like
just because he's a Tyler Harrow white doesn't mean he's not a white.
No. He looks like Timu Jimmy G. Like not quite the same, but you're like, well, he's not like male model handsome, but. You know,
I mean, look,
he's a handsome dude.
He does well at the bar.
He
does well at the bar.
But he's not Jimmy G, so no. It's like the knockoff version of Jimmy
G. I did just fine at the bar. Huh? That's a pretty low bar, too.
Russ is like, if you wait long enough.
Oh, my God.
2 o'clock happens.
Yeah, just got to wait. You got to make sure the lights don't come up first.
Mason is his middle name.
Oh, what's his first name?
Brett.
Brett Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, that sucks so much more.
Yeah, Mason, I would go by Mason, too.
Right?
Yeah, Brett Rudolph
He's
is
Brett
a bit more
Brett Mason Rudolph the third.
Oh, that's super D-baggy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I definitely don't want him now.
I think I would have gone by, like, Trey. I would have been, like, Trey Rudolph.
Trey Rudolph?
I mean, Trey also, Murphy's name is
super
actually...
Super D-baggy. I think he had no good options.
No, Trey Murphy like. Is actually... He goes by Trey because he's... Murphy the third.
What if
so he's third the Murphy yeah. the third.
That's what, like, Trey Griffey does mm-hmm. that, too. I mean, what would be acceptable? Rudy Rudolph?
Oof.
No?
Rudy Rudiger?
Would you just drop the B and go Rhett Rudolph? What do you want to call him?
Well, Rhett, that's a little bit better.
To some.
To some.
To some.
Especially down
to
south,
others,
down
it'd
Mason,
be
Dixon
it'd
line.
It'd be Rudy Rudolph. You know? Come
he's,
on.
He's got a brother... named Logan Rudolph.
Oh, cool.
He's an actor.
Oh, see? I told you. Handsome family.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Talking Rudolphs.